This is Bird Note. Let's hear it for the goose. The humble barnyard goose was, through its feathers, uniquely vital to human writing, learning, and literature. It was the wing feathers of geese that supplied most of the quill pens that were humanity's prime writing tool for more than 1,200 years, from the 6th century until the 1820s, when steel pens took over. The lightweight goose quill, perfectly suited to the job, has a hollow shaft ideal for storing ink. The writer trimmed the quill tip and slit the quill slightly, then dipped it in an inkwell. Ink oozed to the pen's tip by a process called capillary action. With a smooth, light stroke, you could write up to 6 words before re-dipping. A slow process, to be sure. A well-used quill might last a week. The choice of feathers was precise. Only the outer 5 feathers of the wing were ideally shaped to make good writing quills. For fine detail work, one might turn to crow feathers. Quills made history. They signed everything from the Magna Carta to the Declaration of Independence. So let's hear it for the goose, whose feathers enabled writing for more than a millennium. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.